On November 10th, the Bob Parsons Veterans Center at the University of Baltimore, the Maryland Humanities Council, and Spotlight UB present Veterans Voices, a free evening of readings by veterans about their experiences, followed by facilitated discussion. Dr. Joseph Wood, University of Baltimore Provost, and Lisa Van Warmer, a UB MFA candidate in creative writing, both veterans who will participate, provide these reflections.
Veterans from all wars share stories as a way to frame the experience, our return home, how we fit back into civilian life, what stories we choose to tell. Stories by their nature are full of pathos, often masked with humor. Many veterans of my generation took a long time to tell our stories. Vietnam created social ambiguity. Veterans were pariahs, both for going and for losing. But so were war protesters and others for not taking a stand. For many of us, myself included, we thought forgetting the war would be easier than confronting and sharing our experience. That's why we're hosting the Veterans Voices program at UB to help veterans come home. There's another reason Vietnam veterans need to tell our stories. We really have national amnesia about Vietnam. We've never really resolved socially or politically our presence there. Watergate took our minds off Vietnam, but to some students, Vietnam is as distant to them as the Civil War. For people my age, Vietnam is with us every day. I was exceedingly fortunate. I was a combat engineer, but I have all of my body parts. And after a period of deep introspection and being really pissed off, I have to say I've had a pretty successful career. In contrast, tens of thousands of veterans across the United States are homeless today, years later. They have never come home. We have heeded some of the lessons of Vietnam about veterans. We don't treat veterans as pariahs anymore. Many organizations work hard to help veterans, to help them integrate back into society and live fulfilling lives. We certainly have done a better job, at least on the surface, with race relations, too. Vietnam occurred in the midst of America coming to grips with race relations. Today, the conversation revolves more around gender and sexual orientation on the battlefield.
Well, I was lucky to be in military intelligence in the Army. The ratio of men to women was about 50-50, so I didn't really have to deal with much of the man versus woman hoopla outside of the physical training test standards. It wasn't until I deployed and was stationed with an armor unit where I was one of five women on a base of about 1,000 people that I saw how disparate the bigger military population is. The military population as a whole is less than 1% of the American population, and of that small group, females only make up 17%. It's so important for veterans' voices to be heard in all communities, and I'm honored that UB has taken such an interest in mine.
So this is why I'm really here. We feel a real commitment to veterans on campus, and UB's Salute Our Troops Week. UB is focused on supporting veterans through the Bob Parsons Veterans Center, a new psychology clinic on campus, and a new veterans law clinic. We need to share our stories with everyone if we are to heal the wounds that we've inflicted upon ourselves.
RSVP for the November 10th Veterans Voices reading at ubalt.edu/spotlightUB or visit mdhc.org to learn more. The Maryland Humanities Council is a statewide educational nonprofit that uses the humanities, such as literature and history, to promote civic engagement and inform dialogue about critical issues. I'm Phoebe Stein, Executive Director of the Maryland Humanities Council, for WYPR, your NPR news station.